India did something utterly remarkable this week. It put a spacecraft into orbit around Mars.
And you can see the excitement among all the scientists. They are all having beaming faces and congratulating each other on the Mars orbit insertion.
India's achievement is all the more remarkable because the nation made it to Mars for a fraction of what it cost the United States and Europe to send their probes. We ask NPR's Jeff Brumfield to figure out how India made the journey on a budget.
India is proud to have made it to Mars, but the nation is just as proud of the fact that they did it for far less money than anyone else. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke moments after the spacecraft began orbiting the red planet. He boasted that not only was it cheaper than an American space mission, it was cheaper than a movie about an American space mission.
Mission abort. Repeat. Mission abort.
Explore, this is Kowalski confirming visual.
The film Gravity cost $100 million to make, and India's Mars mission?
Some of the publicly available numbers are in the $74, $75 million range.
Amaresh Kolipara is managing partner of Earth to Orbit, a company that pairs private satellite providers with the Indian Space Agency so they can use Indian rockets to get into orbit. Now, Kolipara doesn't quite buy the movie comparison. He says that 70-some million-dollar number comes down to some slightly fuzzy accounting. The mission probably cost more. But India still spent way less than what NASA pays to go to Mars.
Yes, the Indian price tag is much, much lower.
In fact, this week, a NASA mission also reached the red planet. Its trip was way more expensive.
$637 million, and we came in under budget.
That's Bruce Jakosky, who's leading the NASA mission called MAVEN. So why did the NASA one cost so much more?
People have held off asking, but we've been expecting that question.
Okay, so there are some obvious differences. The Indian spacecraft had fewer cameras and science doohickeys. If the NASA mission is a Mercedes, then this is a Honda Civic. But the Indians also chose a cheaper orbit around Mars.
When you go into orbit, you do it by firing your rocket engines to slow down.
And how much you slow down determines the shape of your orbit. Now, the NASA mission wanted a nice circular orbit, so it had to fire its engines a lot. India is orbiting in a big oval with Mars at one end. It means the spacecraft only gets close to Mars once every few days, but the oval orbit required fewer rocket firings. That meant the spacecraft carried less fuel and weighed less, around half the weight of the NASA mission. So it was a lot cheaper to launch from Earth. The other big cost saver was back on Earth. It takes a lot of people to build a spacecraft.
We had, at one point, over 600 people working on the project.
And those people need to be paid. India, it turns out, has loads of top-notch aerospace engineers, and Amaresh Kolipara says they're cheap.
One number that I did hear was around 50 or 60,000 rupees a month, which is about $1,000 a month. I can assure you that a lot of NASA engineers earn a lot more than that.
Space makes the headlines, but Kolipara says India's affordable engineers are hard at work in other parts of the economy as well.
The aerospace industry is one area. This Mars mission is an example. The automotive industry, there's a growing high-tech R&D industry. There will be more precision-type manufacturing across various industries, I think, coming out of India over the next 10 years.
And India's space ambitions aren't over either. The next step may be putting an astronaut into orbit. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.